Okay, our friends. So today we are reading one more rain story because why not? This particular one I'm really excited about sharing with you because it is so beautiful. And I think we can all relate to it in one way or another. So today's story is called Rain School. It was written and illustrated by James Rumford. And friends, the pictures on this are gorgeous. So be sure to check it out. I'm excited to share it with you.
We all really love school, don't we?
We do. We love school because we learn. But even more than that, we love school because we can make a difference in the world. Here we go. In the country of Chad, it is the first day of school. The dry dirt road is filling up with children. Big brothers and big sisters are leading the way. Philip, where is Chad?
Central Africa.
Central Africa. Yes, you're correct.
Will they give us a notebook? Thomas asks. Will they give us a pencil?
Will I learn to read like you?
Stop asking so many questions and keep up, say the big brothers and big sisters.
Thomas arrives at the schoolyard, but there are no classrooms and there are no desks.
It doesn't matter. There is a teacher.
We will build our school, she says. This is the first lesson.
They have to build their own school? Could you do that?
Do you know how to build a school?
No, but I do know how to build a giant Lego castle out of Legos.
Yeah, if you had Lego. Well, look at what they have. Thomas learns to make mud bricks and dry them in the sun. He learns to build mud walls and mud desks. He gathers grass and saplings with the other children, and they make a roof. Inside, it is cool. It smells of earth. It smells of fields ready for planting. Thomas helps bring in little wooden stools. Everyone sits down. This is the moment they've been waiting for. The teacher brings in a blackboard, and on it she writes a letter.
A, says the teacher.
A, says Thomas and the other children. The teacher writes the letter with big strokes in the air. The students do the same, over and over.
Wonderful, says the teacher.
She hands out notebooks and pencils.
Page one, says the teacher.
Thomas opens his notebook onto the first page and holds his pencil ready and waiting.
Now, write the letter A.
Beautiful, says the teacher, and now she looks at the students' work.
Every day, Thomas learns something new.
Every day, the teacher cheers him and the other children on.
Excellent job, she says.
Perfect, my learning friends.
And in the picture, we can see she has got a map of Africa, and she's pointing out where Chad is in the map.
The 9 months of the school year fly by. The last day has come. The students' minds are fat with knowledge. Their notebooks are rumpled from learning.
Thomas and the other children call out,
"Thank you, teacher."
She smiles and says,
"Well done, my hardworking friends. See you next year."
Thomas and the other children race home. The school is empty. And just in time, the big rains have started. The drops come down hard and fast. Strong winds tear at the grass roof. The rain finds its way inside. The school's mud walls are soaked and start to slump. The mud desks, too. Slowly, the school disappears until there's nothing left. It doesn't matter. The letters have been learned and the knowledge taken away by the children. Come September, school will start over.
Thomas will be a big brother then, leading the children to their first day of school. They will all stand in front of their smiling teachers, ready to build their school again. Could you build your own school? Could you imagine doing so? But there it is, my friends. And in the country of Chad, if you were going to school, you, like Thomas, might be in a place where you would make your own school.
I would actually want to make my own school because, like, I'd be able to, like, build actual houses after that.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing to learn. First day of school, you learn how to do something practical, something that you can immediately turn around and do, make mud bricks. But what's interesting is that this school only lasts until it rains. And then it's no good anymore. As soon as the rain comes, the school is gone.
It never ever rains.
Well, it rains in seasons in certain parts of the world. There's a raining season. And my friends, the important thing that we learned here is that learning is beautiful and it's good. And that's something we can all relate to, right? And it is also, say it with me,
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.